Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisape. He will also be giving today's discussion on the Day of Deception. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. You are welcome back again today for this tonight's broadcast entitled The Day of Deception. The Day of Deception. As we know, I would like to just define what it means by deception. The word deception is a noun which comes from to deceive. And by the dictionary, deception is defined as the act of deceiving, the state of being deceived. Guess what? The act, that is continuous action. And when there is action, there should be reaction. Deception is an action, just to say, outward input to deceive or deceive or being deceived. Or it could be something that deceives or is intended to deceive, such as fraud, misleading, whatever. Tonight, as our discussion in this broadcast, I would like to use the illustration with natural phenomena. Just like we know, we are spirit beings, journey in flesh. And I would like us to reason together. And in the state of our reasoning, I will not be like some other philosophers that believe that the end of their reason, that is absolute the truth, which is not. In that statement, or in this wise, I would like the listener to let us collectively submit it to the highest being, that is God. I will take the scripture and use the society that we are to elaborate more on this topic as time permits. When we talk of deceive or to be deceived or deception, is that only way that we can survive in life? Is there any opposite of deception? And the reality is that there is, but it's very ambiguous. I will dwell mostly on this day that we are, when I mean the day of deception, that is the generation of our life presently. There is this word that is written, and it said, I quote, "A battle over what the truth is rages constantly in times of war." I will repeat. "A battle over what the truth is rages constantly in times of war." Excuse me. Truth is the first casualty. Everyone engaged in battle proclaims what is profitable for his cause, even if it goes against the truth. The day of deception. I will use the system of government to collaborate, to enlighten the listener in what kind of the day we are. And just as we know by this philosopher, which I embrace so much, his name is Blaise Pascal. In this world, he said something like this. We like to be deceived. He said, when he waged with his friend about what is the truth and what is lie, and by appealing to different kind of logic, appealing to philosophy, appealing to everything, Pascal was able to summarize the mind, that the mind is so susceptible to deception. And I said this one, and in my whole summary, I said, man's mind is so formed that it's far more susceptible to falsehood than to truth. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 17:9 that the heart is deceitful. I'm not reading, I'm just quoting. Above all things are desperately wicked. Who can know it? Unfortunately, our society always trying, expecting the truth from fellow human beings. And our inability to note that every human being you see, we are limited. Sometimes we do not want to accept this. But the truth, it is reality that human being is limited. I would like the listener to follow my idea because I'm going somewhere. Like I said, I want to use the system of government. When I say the system of government, I mean the types of government in the whole world. For instance, in this country, United States of America, the type of government here is capitalism. In Russia, they like socialism. I'm not going into the history. I would just like to compare and to let us compare the critics of one government and an advocate of another government. And I will link this to human mind. Then probably I would like my listener to make their own conclusion, but not to believe that your own conclusion is the ultimate truth, which is not. You know, I want us to, as I'm deliberating on this, I want you to know that in this human being, in this world that we are, we live mysteriously. That is, we live mysterious. Live in a mysterious world of which we know only some fringe. That is, we know small. But unfortunately, we are imprisoned in the jail of our senses. I will repeat. We live mysterious. Live in the mysterious world of which we know only, but not, let me put it that way. But unfortunate thing in this society of humanity, in this global world, is that we are imprisoned in the jail of our senses. even based on the Bible, even by natural phenomenon, we know that we are limited. Though sometimes we deceive ourselves by the word help. And I would like to let us look to some critics of socialism as well to compare the ideology of capitalism. In this broadcast, we are not trying to promote any kind of government. The goal of today's broadcast is to let us be aware of the evil in the mind of man and how deceived we are. The critics of socialism said, quote, it looks good, this is logic. If you take money out of his pocket and give it to the poor, that is a charity. Look at this logic. This is a critic of socialism, an advocate of capitalism. He said this. If he, or let me use second person singular number, if you take money out of your pocket and give it to the poor, that is a charity. It's true. But if you take money out of, like that is, if government take money out of your pocket, or a superior take money out of your pocket and give it to the poor, that is socialism. This is a critic of socialism. He said it and it so sound very good that your voluntary giving to the poor is charity. But by an edict or by law, just telling you to give to the poor is socialism. But one thing I want us to know that in our human being, just like I started this broadcast, that a battle over what the truth is raging constantly in times of war, because this is a war. And the first casualty, even before the army goes to the field for battle, is the truth. Because everyone engaged in battle proclaim what is profitable for his cause, even if it is going against the truth. Just like these critics of socialism have said that for any law that require or just mandate the society to remember the poor is socialism. And when you study the capitalism, he said, this is a system of a free market. I would like us to follow how human beings are so susceptible to falsehood. And in the battle of advocating for what benefits us, we just disguise as proclaiming the truth, even in the name of God sometimes, the day of deception. You know, when you go gradually from socialism, capitalism, democracy, whatever it is, all these things are good kind of government, different kinds of government, in my own opinion, and I suggest that. But the problem with us is that anything that is being just decided by any human being. There is nothing good in human being. I will use that these sentences that I just tell you to elaborate it. If you take, just like critic of socialism, I want to use it critically, so to just bring out my point by the end of this broadcast. That is, he or she, see or know truly a poor man in his own neighbor, and willingly he might decide it not to give out, but by his own willingly to give to this poor man, he believes that is charity. But now, by state law, according to the critic of socialism, an advocate of capitalism, if any law demand him to give out to the poor in his society, in his own mind, it is wrong. But the question is, if I know a poor person within my vicinity, and I'm capable to help him, and I decided because I don't want to, or maybe because I don't like him, or maybe I don't like the color, and I just refuse to do the charity. To the listener, I want you to make up the judgment. So, which one is good and which one is not good? I'm not saying the critics is right or is wrong, because that is not the objectives of this broadcast. The reality is that like I just said, life is about nothing, if not about choices. Your choices affect your life. That is, by relating to the critics of the socialism, I can decide to go on the street. I just want to be independent of what I want to do to help people that need. But if the state is not trying to interfere, I don't want you to misunderstand me in this broadcast. I'm not advocating for any system. Because I will summarize what I mean by the end I finish this, but towards the end of this broadcast. Because I want to link this to the ultimate one that is in their fear, or that govern their fear of men. Because I want us to know that there's no system that is not good or bad. But what makes the system good or bad is the one that is running the system, which is man. And unfortunately, there's nothing good in man except the man know is God. And that's why I want us to just believe the opening of this broadcast, like I said, the battle over what the truth. Because we are talking about the day of deception. Sometimes some advocates of capitalism or democracy believe that it's a system of government by the people, for the people, and for the people. But the idea is that even in democracy, in socialism, We just know that government does not have to do the interest of the people that fought for them or that elected them. The government always do the interest of the government. The day of deception. I want you to remember what I mean that the dictionary defined to be deception as an act of deceiving. As an act of deceiving. The listener to this broadcast, just like I started from the beginning, that before you talk of the government, we talk of society, a political leader. He started from individual. And because of the nature of the depravity of human nature, and because of our lack of unconsciousness to the truth, or the ability of human mind to try to suppress the truth, we are being deceived daily. God once said there is no government that exists on its own, but it's allowed by God. But the falsehood or the evil of humanity is to believe that one system of government is better than one the other. But by this single analysis that I just said, socialism said everybody is equal, though there is no perfect socialism. And capitalism said, I just want to help if I want to help. And there is no good in any human being. Is there any truth in any system of this government that we are seeing now? Can we that believe God rely solely or put our trust in any political leader? It is true if in our own environment democracy is working, that glory be to God. We pray for that government. If it is other, then our own as a believer is to pray for the government. But any assertion or proclamation that one government is better than the other is falsehood. We can establish anything we want in Scripture. I've seen people trying to justify this kind of government is established in the Scripture, and they quote Scripture based on their own opinion. It's not necessarily by revelation. Because if the Bible already said there's no government that exists in its own has negated any idea of condemning any other government. It's just an illusion. What can we do in this kind of the day of deception we find ourselves? I will read quickly what happened when Jesus was hungry. And the Bible said in the book of Mark 11, I will just paraphrase it. Mark chapter 11, verse 12 to 14. He read us, he said, and the paraphrase is that, now the next day, when they had come out from a city, he was hungry. The society was hungry for the truth. But unfortunately, the so-called people that have been manipulated by devil is suppressing the truth by advocating for revolution. And by the way, what is revolution? Revolution does not bring out good. It always brings evil. It always brings bitterness. But because what is profitable for some kind of small society, they advocate for one of these and condemn these. I would like to conclude this discussion, the day of deception, with what happened to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Because he was hungry just like me and you, the middle class, or whatever, are hungry for the truth. We have our obligation to perform. If you want to fight, just pray to God. But the ultimate satisfaction or the ultimate truth is not in your elected officers. Because the human mind is so susceptible. They are falsehood. This one that said this are not good, they were the one doing worse than what they were saying. That is how human beings are. But when Jesus saw this victory, they have good campaign, they can talk. You know, they have good voices, they have orator, they can lie, politicians. They will tell, they will say what they can do. Yes, we can do this. Yes, I will do this. Now I'm not regrettable. Yes, capitalism is good. Democracy is good. Government of the people for the people. But by the time you see, or maybe they come to power, they won't be able to fulfill what they said they want to do. The day of deception. What do we have to do in this time? Jesus said it. You expect food, but you couldn't get food. You expect something from those that you think will provide for you, but they are evil. And what did he do? He said, he responds and said, let no one eat from you ever again. And it is so. Listener to this broadcast, I just want you to know that we are in the day of deception. Those things that look good might not be good. But the ultimate one that can bring good out of evil is God. Democracy, capitalism, socialism is not the answer. The only one that is answered to this world problem, trouble of today, is Jesus, God himself. For he is the creator, the possessor of heaven and earth. Beside him, there is no other God. Thank you for listening. And I hope you will tune in as the presenter announced. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in on July 22nd for another broadcast entitled The Other Side of Nothing at 6:30 p.m. Daylight Eastern Daylight Savings Time. May God bless you. Thank you.